This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres announced Monday the creation of an independent panel to assess UNRWA, its embattled agency tasked with helping Palestinian refugee, which is under fire over accusations by Israel that 12 staff members were involved in the attack on Israel on October 7th by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. More than a dozen countries, including the United States, Germany, Britain, and Sweden, have suspended funding to the agency. The death toll in the Gaza Strip has increased following the latest Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian territory, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Strikes hit two houses and a mosque in central Gaza on Sunday, killing around 30 people and wounding at least 60 others. Separate airstrikes in Rafah, the enclave's southernmost city, killed two children, ages 12 and 2, according to a hospital. The Israeli military says it found what it calls training materials for the October 7 attack in southern Israel that triggered the war against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the region beginning Monday in Saudi Arabia. He also has stops scheduled in Egypt, Gaza, Israel and the West Bank this week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Water flowed over the banks of a river into Coldwater Canyon Avenue in Los Angeles, California on Monday. A massive atmospheric river, the second in recent days, stalled over Southern California, drenching the Los Angeles area with torrential rain, bringing near hurricane-force wind gusts and raising the threat of flash floods and landslides. Throughout California, some 40 million people were under flood, winter storm, and high wind advisories on Monday, the National Weather Service said. This is VOA News. Senegal's parliament on Monday backed an amended election postponement bill that rescheduled the presidential vote for December 15th after security forces broke up an opposition attempt to block proceedings in the National Assembly. The move follows President Macky Sall's unprecedented announcement on Saturday that pitched the West African nation into uncharted constitutional waters and threatens to further tarnish its reputation as a bastion of democratic stability in a region swept by coups. Zimbabwe's ruling party has bolstered its control of parliament to a two-thirds majority, according to by-election results released by the country's Elections Commission over the weekend. That paves the way for the party to amend the constitution as it wishes, including removal of the two-term limit for the presidency. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
ZANU-PF now holds 190 out of 280 seats in the National Assembly after winning six seats in by-elections held over the weekend, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission figures. Farai Muroiwa Marapira, the ZANU-PF spokesperson, attributed this party's victory to policies of President Emmerson Mnangagwa since he took power in 2017 from the late Robert Mugabe. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare.
Rising levels of groundwater have flooded parts of northern Libya, forcing some residents to move to other places. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
While crews race to pump the water out, it's doing little to ease fears over erosion, infrastructure, and the future. In the city of Zlitin, there's a constant fight against the rising water. This water company employee says dozens of trucks pump hundreds of thousands of gallons of water every day. There are fears buildings could start to collapse, and some residents can only watch as the water creeps in.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Protests have shut down cities in Haiti as demonstrators clash with police and demand the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Banks, schools, and government agencies closed in Haiti's northern and southern regions on Monday, while protesters blocked main routes with blazing tires and paralyzed public transportation, according to local media reports. Smaller demonstrations took place in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Dozens of protesters gathered in front of Henry's office before police fired tear gas and the crowd fled. At least 3 days of protests are expected across Haiti, culminating on Wednesday, considered the supposed deadline for Henry to resign. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.